Chapter 20. Ron ran the electric lawnmower roughshod over what was left of the overgrown thornbush invaded space inside of his slate lined perimeter. It was colder. He was wearing a sweater over the coveralls. His plan for the weekend was to rip it out, lay growth cloth, and then have 2 yards of topsoil delivered on Saturday afternoon. Keats was sitting by his cherry tree, watching from a fenced-in wire playpen area that Ron had stuck into the ground for him. His floppy ears went up when the mower connected with roots, but mostly he was watching Ron, or rolling on his back in the grass. Ron had given him a sock to chew on. Celeste was inside making dinner, talking to Dwayne. Angel came up the outside stairs from in back of the barn. Ron had shut off the mower and was lifting it over the slate so it didn't crumble. He had learned that his perimeter was fragile on top. Ron saw her and took off his gloves. Angel came into the front lawn and saw Keats wagging his tail. "Hello, Shitzalot. How are you?" She moved over to pet Keats. She knew that she had annoyed Ron, but the dog annoyed her and was now in the house during the only time when they weren't. "What's going on?" Ron hadn't taken the Shitzalot bait. "Something that could be special," said Angel. "I could be getting a chance to work behind the scenes while somebody makes a film at the college." "That's great," said Ron. "What's it about?" "I don't know," lied Angel. "I don't care. I get to work on it." There was a vulnerable challenge as she stood in front of him. She really didn't care what it was about, although she knew. She wanted it to not matter to him. She was waiting. For the mowing, his reaction might have been different, but he had a chance to be with Keats and let out some of his frustration. He needed to let out as much as a drunk needs a drink. But she had come at a good time. "What are you going to be doing?" Angel grinned. "I'm just a gopher, but I get to see what everyone else does, and it goes on my resume." "It sounds really good. You've done it for plays. You can do this." "I know I can do it, Dad. Did you figure I felt that I couldn't and needed a pep talk?" "No, Angel. I figured if I get this done today, I can turn it tomorrow, and I have topsoil Saturday in the afternoon. Could you bring the growth cloth that's on the bench in the barn up before then?" "Sure, Dad. That's great. Where's Mom?" "In the house." Ron began walking the lawnmower down the slope that curled down to the small road back to the barn. Angel went in through the side door and slammed it. Keats saw all his people disappearing, and he was fenced in. He started scratching at the gate and then shouldered it to the side. He was out. The freedom sent an exhilarating shiver through him. And then he began to puppy prance toward the garden and the little wall that he wanted to climb over and see what was inside. Angel struck a pose for Celeste, who was putting down the phone and moving between her stove and her island. "Why is Dad always such a bastard?" Celeste was grating cheese. What's got you riled up? No, I want to know. Why is he always such a bastard? Celeste stared at her evenly. I don't think he's a bastard, and I'm not sure why you think he is. Angel looked at Celeste mockingly. Why should I bother to tell you? It's not like you were able to do anything about it anyway. Celeste looked back at Angel. You have little idea of what I can or cannot do, Angel. How could you? You would have to give me some credit, and you would not dare do that. Well, I'd like some credit too, screamed Angel, grabbing the cheese grater and throwing it towards the sink. Ron found Keats playing in the garden, couldn't help but laugh. The puppy ran to him, and Ron lifted him up into his arms, walked him back to the wire cage. He kissed Keats on the side of his face and whispered, Did you break out? Did you think I forgot you? Or did you just want to show how strong you are? He kissed, and the puppy tried to lick. Angel flew down the stairs to the barn, hollering, Glad you love somebody, Dad!